For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret, Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
LeBron is wearing down.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
16 seconds. James, a deep three. Short.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
LeBron's wearing down.
Earlier on the show, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan, Colts general manager Chris Ballard, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. Coming up, basketball Hall of Famer Chris Webber. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Just realized, today's the last day of April, huh?
Yep. Yeah, you know what tomorrow is?
It's May 1st.
It's gonna be May.
Okay, good to know. Yep. Can you imagine if I just did a show talking about the calendar? How long would we be on the air? Like two more minutes?
You want to try it?
No, absolutely not.
What's your favorite day of the year?
Oh, God. I got my top five favorite NFL draft choices.
I love June 9th.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Well, it's June 7th. It's my anniversary.
Did
I tell you Susie's going to be here later?
No, hey.
Yeah, she could be watching right now. Women's Sports Now is coming up later on ESPN and all the ESPN, the app, and all digital platforms. Susie will be here later. I've got my top five favorite draft choices. We've already talked to Kyle Shanahan and Chris Ballard and Dan Quinn. And now joining us here on the program is our Hall of Fame friend, Chris Webber. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you
What's
right
up,
now?
Colin?
Where are you?
C-Webb? I was on my way to a Tigers game earlier, taking the twins to go see, to play while I'm doing some work. So I'm just hanging out, man. In the gym, hanging out.
Okay.
This is your house?
Is this your gym?
It's a gym. It's a barn I turned into a gym. I don't use it much anymore, but it's a gym. Yeah.
Flex on them, Chris.
No. Well, I get to use it since we talked about it. I get to use it for my podcast. I've been using this as kind of a studio, biting off veterans like yourself. You know, when you do the walk in, it's cool that you have, so many areas and things like that to look at. And I've been able, over time to have some fun and invite some guys over here for some cigars and drinks and food at times. And so hopefully, plan to bring those conversations in goodwill toward the people.
Jeez. Plus one. Two, three, we'll throw a few more.
A couple more in the back. Yeah.
I'm plus nine. Chris, I'm plus nine.
We're coming.
Yeah, okay. We all good, baby. You already know.
Well, I mean, that way,
happy anniversary.
We got enough for a run.
So really,
that way we
truth
can play.
Forget you, Rich. Bring your wife because she's the one.
Susie says hello, Chris.
Hello.
If I'm plus nine, that means we're 5-on-5. I choose you. Who else do you want, Chris? Who's your choice?
Nice. Me. I'll be on your team.
Okay, very good. Yeah, did you ever have somebody who shot too much and took over the game too much, Chris? Do you ever have that?
Oh, man. You know what? Adam Sandler, I think. No, I'm joking.
Come on. He can hoop, though, Chris.
You know what? I was going to say, it's really cool being a fan of other people. And so being able to play with him, knowing he was a big fan of hoopers was fun. Yeah, but he had a nice jumper. But I don't know. His knees are probably old like mine now. I haven't played with him in a while. So I don't know how good he is now.
You ever play with Obama?
No, never got the opportunity. I heard he has a nice left jumper, though.
That's what I've heard, too. Okay. All right, let's get to the actual NBA action right now. Chris, there are six series that are still yet to be decided. And, you know, the Pistons right now having their hands full with the Magic. They've got to come up with a win in Orlando and then a game seven at home. You have the Timberwolves up 3-2. They've got to come up with a win tonight over the Nuggets. Otherwise, they, without Ant and also Dante DiVincenzo, have got to come up with a game seven win in Denver. You've got the Lakers, who once upon a time are up 3-0. They've got to come up with a win in Houston. Otherwise, it's a winner-take-all game seven in Los Angeles. The Knicks need to come up with a win in Atlanta tonight. I'm going to keep going. Otherwise, it's the same situation in game seven they do have in their back pocket. Cleveland's got to do the same thing in Toronto. What do you think, Chris Webber, right now?
I would have to say Orlando. The only reason why I'm saying that is because, comments, they should have knocked this one out. And so I think, you know, they're the ones that if you have a young team and the pressure switches, you just don't want to go back to wherever it is game seven. And that's all I'm saying. Whoever has to go back home game seven is down 3-2 out of those scenarios. That's the team you don't, you know, want to beat. You know, Rich, I've been catching hell from a lot of friends because of my segment on here before when I talked about Antonio being able to win or Denver being in trouble. And I think it's over for Denver, so I really can't put them in that category. I really think the only team that has a chance to come back from this is the Pistons based on their record, seeding, and environment.
So you're not concerned about the Lakers losing the last two? Last night there was just a whole host of turnovers, some threes in the corner they couldn't close out on. Austin Reeves missed 12 shots from the field. You're not concerned about that?
No. I think they have a really good coaching and strategy. So even when the team isn't doing their job, you know, I really think that they have some cooler heads on that bench that really get things going. Secondly, or I should have said this first. First, you got LeBron. And I don't care how bad of a game he played. I think they can be in trouble because of the one day's rest and, you know, that type of thing. But, no, I rely on him to finish the game out. You know, people don't give him that much credit for winning in the bubble. But that was a focus and a concentration that I knew that younger guys wouldn't have. That was a discipline. So you can count it if you want, but it was a discipline win. And I think the next two games, he's going to be able to relate to his team that, you know, we have to win this game just through discipline or, you know, the worst can happen. I mean, hell, he's come back from 3-1. So if anyone knows, you know, how, you know, what can happen, it does.
And I left the Celtics and the Sixers out. I don't know. Obviously the Sixers win tonight, and there is a game seven in Boston. When you're watching Embiid do what he did and obviously constantly battle his health, what do you think, Chris Webber, as you watch Joel Embiid go about his work?
You know, I think it comes with the territory. I'm glad that he's, you know, playing. I think that when he has a great game like that, the tale tonight, Rich, with as great of a player as he is, that Maxey has to be the leader tonight. He had, you know, sometimes you need a big game from your best players. And I believe that Maxey is their best player now. And I believe that on a consistent level. And because you're going to need Embiid to keep being great on the defensive end. That's what he showed me. Because people are going to pick on him in the pick and roll. And that means guards are going to get easy shots or drive by him, which brings help. And then the corners are going to be wide open. And so to me, his health is not just in the numbers. When I think he plays well, it's only with rebounds and assists and how he plays on the pick and roll. I don't really care how much he scores because usually when he scores, it takes 20 seconds. takes 15 seconds to bring it up. It takes, you know, guys are getting rest on the other end, and maybe you score, maybe you don't. Guys are losing the rhythm. So I believe that when he's a great decoy, that if he has eight assists, they're going to win every single game, in my opinion. And so I want to see him play that way in a game that's so important like tonight, because if not, guys get caught up, and then you have a close game at home, and then it turns into hero ball, and all it takes is one or two shots to fall or to miss.
Yeah, the Sixers-Celtics is on NBA partner Peacock, and the ESPN doubleheader is Knicks at Hawks at 7 Eastern, followed by Nuggets-Timberwolves. I couldn't help but notice, you think the Nuggets are done? You think that despite Ant Edwards and DiVincenzo being out, that the Nuggets will not be able to come up with this win tonight?
Yeah, Rich, again, it was two weeks ago you kind of put me on the spot. That's okay. I mean, you're good at it. No. you put me on the spot, and I'm glad you did, because, you know, I got to hear so many people be mad at me, you know, DMing me and everything. How dare you, when I said this is a really good matchup. And it's a great matchup, and the way that they play, the confidence that Minnesota has, the fact that Minnesota plays with more energy now, and you don't have Gordon, or an unhealthy Gordon, a Gordon that isn't the top. I said it years ago, the reason why I believe they beat the Lakers and I believe they beat other teams was because Gordon at the three could play the four, and if you needed at the five. He's so athletic, he can shoot out the corner, he can drive. Well, when you don't have, you know, those type of players at their best already, and he's kind of, I won't say a unicorn, but one of the top tier players at his position, then it's really going to be tough. And they laughed at me when I said the Stifle Tower was going to be okay, because all you have to do is put guys in positions to make a tough shot. It's really no one, not one player can stop another player. That's really false. It's you uncomfortable, can I give you the toughest shot possible, and can I stay disciplined on this play and the next play? And he's one of those players that's allowed to do it. What he does on the offensive end, you know, I'm not sure, but you talked about Embiid, and I tell you what, a lot of teams try to put Embiid in the pick and roll over Gobert, and so I see his value, and really, if Minnesota lets this go after last year, after losing Cat, then what do they have?
Do you want Oh no, I hear you, and I'm absolutely, you know, taking everything that you're saying. And that was what you said last time we were on the air together, because we took a week off from our weekly conversations with the NFL draft happening. Do you want to take a swing at the Jaden McDaniels scoring with 1.3 seconds left and Jokic having an issue? I know that's kind of like four news cycles ago. But you wanna chime in on whether Jokic was right to have a problem, or McDaniels should have just laid it in? No biggie.
Yeah. So as a player, I've been frustrated so much that I've taken whatever the referee has done out on a player or other thing. So I'm as guilty as saying what I'm about to say. That's BS. You know, the fact you want to get mad now. You know, that's one thing. It's not too many. Oh, if I played in the league, because these guys are great. But the mentality that I have, if I were playing in the league, now when we're up 10, I'm going to practice dunks just to do at the end to piss you off. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to – there's no more protocol. You know, it's no more protocol. I saw a clip today of Reggie Jackson hitting a home run and then attacking the pitcher, right? And I remember back in the day when you couldn't even look after a home run. Or you couldn't even flick the bat halfway. Well, or you couldn't dance in the end zone, act like you've been there before. Well, all that's over. You don't want the guy to dance in the end zone? Tackle him. You don't want a guy to hit a home run? Strike him out. You don't want a guy to score at the last second because they're up? Then win the game. So, no, that was fake BS. Plus, nobody was going to fight anyway. You just want to show, oh, I'm frustrated. So, no, that was – I got so – yeah, a lot of – some, you know, sometimes you have these group chats and, you know, they're funny. This was one of the funniest group chats ever with guys just, you know, talking about how guys are playing pity pat and smacking because of something at the end of the game. But no, it was totally uncalled for, totally fake. And you're trying to exert some energy or get your crowd to infuse energy in you so you can take that on the road to play the next game. But that was you don't want that to happen. Win the game.
So did you see what Jokic did at the end of the next game? Did you see how he had the ball with time winding down and he hands it off to the Timberwolves and then creates a jump ball? you know?
Oh, that, I mean, yeah, that's so awesome. Wow. No, you know, I'm from the place where we plant the flag in the middle of your home field, man. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, Ohio State, but that's what we do. So, no, come on, man. Like, all the protocol, all of that is over with. The only thing that should happen is handshakes after the game and respecting the game. But I don't have to respect you on the four corners of the floor because it's overdone. How righteous of you to come over and start a fight because I scored at the end of the game. Get out of here. Come on. I mean, but that's, you know. Yeah, you agree.
I know, TJ, you were holding that down. I was more old school. I was more like the unwritten rules are still, maybe that's a quaint notion, as you're pointing out. You know, the unwritten rules just don't apply anymore.
It's not like he went down his window.
I saw Otani hit a home run and just hold the bat. It was like, and he's my favorite player. You know what I mean? So I'm with you, Rich. I am old school in that way, but because now I understand. It's like me and you talking junk to each other. You know, oh, you're going to wear that shirt or you're going to do that. It's almost like that has become part of the game. The locker room has come out onto the court, in my opinion, with the interaction is disrespectful because we're all part of the game in a way. So I definitely hear what you're saying, but, you know, T.O. had the popcorn and the, you know, the Sharpie after the game. And, you know, in no way, I don't even remember who he was playing against. So I don't, you know, look at it as personal anymore. I look at it as the personality of that team that was in the position to talk junk at that time.
Well, I mean, not to, you know, nitpick, but T.O. did that during a game. Wasn't after. He did that during a game. He had the Sharpie in his sock. It was against Seattle, and his money manager was in the front row. And he signed the football and handed it to his money guy.
Now, that's crazy. I didn't even know the behind the story. That's it. So wait a minute. So you're saying the other day, shooting at the end was no, more traditional.
No, I had a problem with what T.O. did. I had a problem with what T.O. did back then, too, because Mariucci was the coach. And somebody came up to him and said, did you know what he just did? The popcorn was when he was a Cowboy. Now, that one I don't have a problem with.
Like when he caught the touchdown and he put the football in the star, I was just thinking, like, how righteous are people to say this is not a church or a sacred document? It's a stadium and a star. That's what you're supposed to do if you're the team and you can play in front of that, him coming back home. So
love it.
Those moments, okay. You know, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
I
didn't like that one.
What do you, well, because you're... Well,
you Cowboys you're fan?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, go you Lions, know C-Web. Come on now.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. You know, Chris Webber, you're my man, but go Lions.
Go Tigers.
Oh, boy.
Go Tigers. We bite kneecaps off. We bite kneecaps off. Do we play you this year?
Oh, great question.
Oh, I don't know.
Look that one up.
Let's see. Yeah, we're going to have to have a, you know.
Let's do this.
You're going to have to see each other.
By the way, you think Karl Anthony Towns is the only all-time basketball player, you know?
See, Webbs, here's the problem. I got into that with Karl Anthony Towns, Eagles fan. The man made my life miserable because he has way more discretionary income than me. He was sending in mariachi bands. He was sending in balloons and flowers. You got a whole gym that you own. I don't even know if I want that problem with you.
No, it's all love. It's simple, man. I love hot sauces and all this other stuff. We could do, man. It's nothing, you know. You're a big baller. You know, we could find something that
right, I'm down
we
with.
We could
it.
Find something. Yeah. We find something.
You know, again, you know if know, we win, not, he sends me an old Michigan uni from 92 or something. You know,
Whoa. Hold on a minute. I imagine you must have one of them hanging on the wall in that gym behind you.
No. I will say this.
Take it down and just hand it. But that's
I will say Primetime is my favorite football player ever. Shout out to Primetime because he sent me fishing poles and me and my family using them all the time. So I do love guys that played there. But, you know, besides Haley, besides, you know, Emmett, other guys like that, you know, I love how delusional you are. And that's what I mean about sports. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that what's great about
that's
sports?
Fandom.
You can be delusional. You cannot win for 30 years. And this year, after the draft. I wish I was around you after the draft. Oh, I can't imagine.
I was in the Steeler bar. Cam Hayward had a party. I had this flag. I was walking like Oba Femi after. Like, we got,
I know.
They do not play each other this year, Detroit and Dallas. 2028.
We must have
one of the tougher schedules.
Or the playoffs.
We'll see you in the playoffs.
Maybe in the playoffs.
Yeah, and then maybe this time around, he won't have a penalty called against you to bail you out.
Well, don't make a penalty and it won't happen. And then he can send me some old Eric Hirachis.
Shout out to Megatron, Billy Sims.
Am I right about that? Well, by the way, we had Megatron on our show last week in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He could give you four quarters right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. He was. Yeah. He's one of those, and you're going to be one of those guys too in the orange jackets, Chris. That you're going to show up years later. You're going to still look the same way that you look right now. Right. You see a little bit more gray. And there are some Hall of Famers in pro football where they don't change. They don't age. They look like they look great in their jacket. And you think they can give you snaps right now. Mel Blunt was one of them. Always. You know, Aaron Donald's going to be one of them. You know, yeah. And Calvin is one of them, man.
Yeah, Aaron Donald's scary. He should be a WWE wrestler.
Good to see.
I saw him a little while ago.
Great to see you, Chris. I love this spot. Let's do that. Yeah, like I kind of dig this spot.
I'm trying to get it right. I'm trying to get it right for you, man. I'm trying to fix it up. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate you.
Okay. Do our show there.
Oh, by the way, did you hear? Before I let you go, did you hear Michigan and Duke announce they're playing in Madison Square Garden December 21st later this year?
I'm gonna make sure I'm in New York.
MSG. MSG. I did not. Yeah,
oh, that's what's up, man.
They're asking for our smoke. I know we couldn't get it done in D.C., right? But maybe NYC will be a different ball of wax.
Oh, yeah. We just let them, live this year. We were concentrating on, a championship. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're Michigan. We have foresight.
You already know it.
Thanks, Chris. We'll chat next week.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Chris.
See you, dude.
The great Chris Weber. I like that spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Looks great, well lit. That court is spotless.
Well, a couple years in the NBA.
I want to see what's on the walls, too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, everyone's jersey.
We need a wall tour next time.
Well, I mean,
let's just go do the show from there.
Let's do it. Okay.
Not against it.
We are talking. I'm planning a caper of doing a show from Michigan in July.
A word?
Oh, yeah.
Nice to know.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. You can make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. You get up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. You can call 844-204-RICH to chat with us. We'll take your phone calls when we come up next. And my top five favorite NFL draft choices from this weekend.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The great George Kittle, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back here on our program, One Big Happy Family on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, on all those digital platforms. Check out Women's Sports Now later on today. Susie Schuster will be joining us shortly in support of that program shortly. Phone lines, let's go to them. We've been prattling on with others for so long. Great conversations, if I may say so. Epic.
Epic.
John in Lake Tahoe, California, on the California side of things. What's up, John?
Let's go.
How you doing, Rich? You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Hey. I was telling this call screener there, back in the day, they let John Matuszak in. There was a preseason game against the Raiders, Oakland Raiders against the Dallas Cowboys. And the first thing he said in the booth, he goes, hey, you got to get a shot of the cheerleaders. But he said to win the Super Bowl, you need six things, the three H's and the three I's, hitting, hurting, and humiliating, intimidate, interrogate, incinerate. And that was what they stood for. So, hey, I like the thing about taking the logos off the helmets, but I think there's going to be a pretty good size amount of people jumping on the Raiders bandwagon. I think they're going to, with the defensive help they've had, and hopefully with Kubiak putting some kind of a game plan together on offense, which they haven't had in 20 years, they'll be doing a lot better. But I thought that was pretty good about Matuszak. He was a great player.
Well, I hope the old days of the Raiders, where they were winning and winning divisions and winning Super Bowls or going to Super Bowls, hopefully they return for you, John. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
You got it. That's John.
Hey, there's a thing on Facebook right now going around about Mean Joe Green. He said they asked him what was the hardest game you ever played, and he goes, the 72 Oakland Raiders. He said Greenwood was getting beat up pretty bad, and he goes, what's going on? And so Mean Joe Green switched over there to his side and said Bob Brown was just beating his brains out all game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
old school.
You know,
hopefully the old school returns.
Great job.
Thanks, John. That's John in Lake Tahoe, California. The other side, Nevada, is where you would find the American Century Championship and the Corleone compound from different eras.
That sounds like John Gruden a little bit.
A little bit. That was a different spelling of John.
Yeah.
Talking about the three H's, three I's. I've been to the black hole. That's where I found a lot of J's.
Oh.
Interesting.
I don't mean John in Lake Tahoe. Just letting you know, I'll never forget that. One time we were doing a pregame show from the parking lot outside of Oakland Coliseum, and right in the middle of a segment on NFL Network, just a big old waft of smoke came right past us as Mariucci's talking on NFL Network, and right in the middle of his comment, Mooch went, "Whoa,
Mooch plus."
Mooch plus.
That's it. Mooches would go, whoa. Like, Steve, what, just in the middle of your commentary?
Yeah, no filter. Just like, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get some
You guys
snacks?
Go to lunch right after that?
Oh, no, it was dinner time.
Uh-oh. Cheetos?
Okay. I've got a top five, everybody.
You do? Oh, yeah. Got another one of those. Thanks. For
top five favorite NFL draft picks presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
That's right. My top five favorite NFL draft picks presented by Hyundai, and you might be wondering the same way for my power rankings of the best players to live up to the billing. Like, what's your criteria? It's gut and feel. This one's just gut and feel. This one's like, is it a good fit? And also, was it a great moment in the draft? And we start with number five. I do believe this was the only player drafted that caused TJ Jefferson to text me on the spot. He gets drafted, and you're like, this guy is going to be a rock star in his new town. Number five on this list, with the red mane party in the back flowing, Jennings Dunker.
Hey.
Being taken 96th overall, third round pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers. You tell me if this kid, look at that photograph.
I mean,
of him holding up the terrible towel with his new hoodie.
Was he in the
hoodie.
Crowd?
And the background, like it's his new Sears photo in
he looks
fifth
like
grade. You know what
like
I mean?
He graduated from Stow Rocks High School.
Look at him, man.
You know,
Jennings Dunker on the offensive line for the Pittsburgh Steelers, if he has the career that he's hoping, is going to be a new, you know, folk hero in Western Pennsylvania.
Logo.
Right?
Just great.
That's awesome.
That was such a blast seeing him, too, chosen by the Steelers, and they show the draft room, and Mike McCarthy's getting up. He's clapping. Number four on the list, I will not quit this guy. Am I the only guy on TV/radio who just will not get off the Venga Yuani train. I am.
Yeah, you're.
I'm telling everybody, Olava Venga Yuani out of Penn State University is an interior lineman. By the way, how about me leading with two guards?
That's impressive.
Off-brand.
But you know what? This whole draft kind of was.
Hold up.
I'm telling you, this is one of those guys that will show up at the bank on Sundays, and you could take the money in it. Not from him. Put it right in the bank. Money in the bank. This guy is. And he could play, if he is healthy, a decade plus and go straight into Canton. That's how good he is. And I can't believe, again, in this league, oh, we're just not taking interior lineman top 10. Okay.
I can't believe a Ravens fan would even question that when they had a guy who was, what, 8'13" tall?
Yep.
Well, he was a tackle. I mean, yeah, you know, I know you're talking about Ogden.
Yeah.
But, again, interior linemen, left guards normally don't get. Just ask a Seahawks fan what Steve Hutchinson did for that team. I understand he was next to Walter Jones, but I just love this pick. It's such a Ravens pick. It's an old school Ravens pick. So anybody's wondering, what's Jesse Minter going to bring to the equation? Same. Same. Going to run the ball. Derrick Henry behind this guy. I'm telling you, if there's no diminishing returns from the diminisher, he's going to be dominant again.
Rich, you see the video of him. He's at Penn State. You're leaving the field. There's an equipment manager struggling to push up a cart. He hops over a fence, yeah. And it was just, he was just, what, 330? Just the swiftness and the nimbleness of just hopping over and then pushing this thing.
We would show video of him during the combine. He's so violent, I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Number three. I dig the first overall pick. I dig him. I like who he is. I like who he is. I like the Raiders having a milk drinker in Las Vegas, Nevada, playing a position once upon a time held by a guy who studied the playbook by the light of a jukebox. You know what I mean? I just kind of dig it. I love the fact that he's going to be in a position where he doesn't have to start. He doesn't have to start from the get-go. Pressure's kind of off. I understand he's first overall. But Fernando Mendoza, I think this is a great pick. Obviously, with your quarterback needy team, first overall pick. I'm not going on a very long limb here, but I love it. Number two on the list. You might have texted me after this one, too. I don't recall it. But Caleb Downs being a Dallas Cowboy is perfect. I mean, perfect. Yeah. He is exactly who the Dallas Cowboys need. He is a pro's pro. He is one of the best players in college football from the past few years, playing a position the Dallas Cowboys desperately need filled. The front end is so much better that if he holds down the back end, this is exactly what the Dallas Cowboys had to have happen. They moved up one spot to make sure it would happen. And again, safety, not a top 10 player. Okay, let's see how this kid does in Dallas and how he solidifies things and how everything works off it. If he is the Derwin James or the Kyle Hamilton or the Christian Gonzalez of this equation, look out.
Yeah, our defense doesn't have to be great. We just can't suck like we did last
year. Right. I think those things are over.
Yeah. Good strategy.
So give us an average defense.
By the way, it's a great way to team build.
No, I'm don't just saying.
I should ask Chris Ballard that. No. Number one on the list is a duo. Now, the third day of the draft, you may miss these moments. I'm sure you might have heard of them. But Uar Bernard and Eli Heidenreich are number one. Now, yeah. Bernard is a Nigerian, chosen 251st overall out of the International Player Pathway Program. A seventh round pick who has not played, he never played anything, no athletics, until he took up hoops in Nigeria at age 16. He showed up at the 2024 NFL Nigeria camp, and then the next year he showed up in the NFL Africa camp in Cairo, and teams began to notice him. He has not played a single snap of organized football in his life. In his life. Why would the Eagles take him? Well, He's 6 foot four and a half, 306 pounds, who jumped a 39-inch vert and a 10-foot-10 broad jump and ran a 4.6 3.40. Do you know who is also 6 foot four and a half and ran a 4.6 4 at his combine at 272 pounds? Miles Garrett.
2 pounds.
They took the Eagles, a kid out of Nigeria, who is the height, weight, speed. Well, height, speed comp of Miles Garrett. 6% body fat.
Jeez.
And he's never played a single down of organized football in his life. Cannot wait to see what the Eagles do with this, if you will, lump of football clay. And then that came on the heels of the Pittsburgh Steelers at the 230th pick. They chose Eli Heidenreich out of Navy. And look how he comes out of the green room, dressed in his uniform. And he is a kid from Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Mount Lebo.
Hometown kid who went to Navy and set many records. 243 yards in a game receiving, running back, receiving. That set a Navy record for a single game. He tied the Navy record in that game with 3 touchdowns scored. He did it against Air Force. You think that mattered for Navy in that game? And then he wound up with 16 touchdowns in his career receiving that broke Phil McConkey's record at Navy. And he's the first Navy player with 200 receiving yards in a game, and he's in the green room, and they playing Renegade, and out comes a Navy man. It was lit.
That was awesome.
And incredible. And together, if I may, it's what this country's all about. A military man celebrated in his hometown, doing well, representing his country, and then somebody from Nigeria coming to America for an opportunity where it is afforded to him by the only sport made in America, played in America. That's what it's about. This land is still, for people around the world, a land of opportunity and also a great military man from Pennsylvania coming to the NFL for his hometown team. I loved it. That was incredible.
You think we need one more?
Here's one more.
All right, we'll get one more.
All right, you definitely might have missed this. I know that's saying something that is a solid and then an if. But did you guys see the end of the draft, Mr. Irrelevant?
I did not.
All right. This is one of my favorite draft moments ever. Put up on the screen the Mr. Irrelevant conundrum. Dallin Bentley and Red Murdoch. Dallin Bentley, a tight end out of Utah, was the second to last pick in the draft at 256. Red Murdoch out of Buffalo, a linebacker, by the way, Khalil Mack's line to the NFL. He was Mr. Irrelevant. Why am I bringing this up? Well, it's because normally pick 256 is decided by one team, and then Mr. Irrelevant is chosen by another team. Denver had both picks. They had the last two picks.
Wow.
So in that draft room, Sean Payton and the rest of the crew there, George Payton, all the Paytons, I don't know if Manning had anything to do with it either, they decided which guy was pick 256. Here's his handshake for you. Welcome to the NFL. And who relevant, who gets a whole week in Newport Beach, a parade, a dinner, a day at Disneyland, a day at a baseball game,
wow,
a regatta, and a whole big charity event, fundraising in your name and your honor. One guy is 256, and the other guy is, hey, 257. And we were having fun on the air of saying, does Red Murdoch call up Bentley and say, you come?
Yeah, come with
come
me.
With
man,
me.
Let's go.
You call up the Mist, like, it does, and does having two guys by the team.
Two guys.
Does that make Mr. Irrelevant a little less irrelevant? Does that make him more relevant because it dilutes the irrelevancy?
It doubles the irrelevancy, yeah.
It
so
could.
Yeah, so they're.
Yeah. Dallin, by the way, gets shoulder on the graphic on Red Murdoch. because he was picked before. 1956. But one guy gets a whole week, and the other guy gets.
Maybe they went with the better name.
Here's your sign.
Red Murdoch.
It was wild. In my 23 years of doing this, I don't recall the last time one team had the last two picks.
No.
And it's just like, I mean, Dallin, you could have been last and you could get the week, but no.
Did Sean Payton say how he decided?
Next time he is on, you bet I will ask him that question.
Did they flip a coin?
I don't know, man, because they're both on the board. All right, we'll take Bentley first, and then we'll decide who gets the whole big schmear.
Yeah.
You think that's going to cause beef between those two?
I don't know, man. That's why you got to have a good coach like Sean Payton to navigate that. My top five is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it makes every day epic at HyundaiUSA.com. Yeah, that. And by the way, also didn't, you know, just make sure I get this right because my memory is correct. That pick by the Steelers of Heidenreich was right after the Bengals used the Pat Tillman pick on another Navy man, Landon Robinson, a defensive tackle. So the fact that he wasn't there, though, but two Navy guys get chosen in the span of about 20-something minutes, one with the Pat Tillman pick and one by the hometown team, and he comes out dressed in his uniform. Incredible. Let's take a break. Suze will help wrap this show up with you and all of us to get you ready for Women's Sports Now later at 6 Eastern Time on the Disney Family of Digital Networks.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Kraft Mac and Cheese is better than 90s hip-hop. We'll remind you of your childhood without making you feel incredibly old. Kraft Mac and Cheese, best thing ever.
No.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the radio side of things, we were just talking about how Susie Schuster, who's here right now, was walking down the hallway, and I could tell you it was you from your footsteps.
She walks with purpose.
I will just say this to you, TJ. Mm-hmm. Okay. May you, like me, find the love of your life one day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Where?
That's you. you are the love of my life, just in case you want to hear that. Okay. May you find that one day and be married to that individual for 23 years, as Susie and I are married and counting. And Chris, as you are about to embark on the actual of making it official of something that's been going on for a long time, and the going on, which is cohabitation and having a child and all that stuff with Sarah. Sarah Tiano, who, by the way, is on Women's Sports Now later on today, 6 Eastern Time. But this is a long wind-up for this pitch.
And Jay Felly, who's married.
And Jay Felly, you've been married now how long?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. So I'm 23 years and counting, and a way to get to that point in time is to absolutely make sure you know when your wife's coming around.
Am I the opposite?
I don't know if you're aware that when you come into our room and I'm on the phone, you know, doing the Wordle, doing something, are you frequently noticing I'm getting up just as you come in the door?
Yeah, faker.
Putting the phone down. I'm present. I'm now present. What do you need from me?
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? I'm trying to tell you something. Thank you.
Okay. I'm revealing, unfortunately, a trick of the trade.
I am the opposite of walk softly and carry a big stick. I think I'm possibly walk loudly and carry an even bigger one.
You're a stomper. But I heard you. But I can definitely tell when Susie's coming down the hall.
You absolutely
do. All right, Suze, who's on Women's Sports Now?
This has been great.
Moving on. Hold on a minute. Actually, before we get to that, let me get to the payments here.
Yeah.
In a world in need of a hero, everybody, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. You're going to love doing this when you sit in this chair.
But can you do in a world?
In a world in need of a hero, Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats, which our kids do because they hear their mom coming. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
What about space for the dogs?
Ah, that does matter. Kids and the dogs, too.
Yeah.
It's Liz Banks today. Elizabeth Banks
is on today. She's promoting her show on Peacock, but she's also talking about the Boston Legacy. A team of which she bought into. Why? Well, because she is from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and she cares about her hometown. And she's a longtime Angel City visitor goer. She's done the announcements before the game. She's brought out the bird of prey, but she really wanted to invest in her own hometown. And she is a big fan of the league and feels like she can make an impact. And I think she can basically do whatever she wants to do.
Yes, that is true. So she's got a million things to promote as well.
A million things to promote. So I can't wait to have her on. I will ask her, is Mahjong a sport?
Okay.
Because, you know, poker has its own tournament. Like you can
Are you really
poker.
Talking about Mahjong? You're going to use Women's Sports Now Real Estate on Mahjong.
It's a 30-second question, Rich.
Okay.
Are you
No, I'm You know
are
what I'm
putting
saying?
On your EP
judging.
Hat here?
He was judging.
Trying to judge.
Kind
of judgy.
Very judgy.
Suggestive. Like,
by the
don't
way,
do it.
Do I suggest is to that, him what he should way, do on this show, Chris?
Is that true?
He probably did.
By the way, Hoskins just told me something.
What?
It is National Mahjong Day.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much, Hoskins. Right. I
great
appreciate
idea,
you telling
by the way.
Me that. Great idea, Susie. Great oh, idea. Thank you, Rich. I put that together.
Her mug does say best host ever.
That's true. Oh, is that what it is? It says best host ever.
It says, maybe.
Or did Charlie Collar give us
then
that?
It went like this. Look at this.
Oh, the candle's lit.
Hey. Yeah, Tulo, Ken Tulo.
Hi, Charlie. Thank you.
Puts out all these days, like what day it is, this national day birthdays. Yeah, he's right. Today.
All right. So stay tuned to Women's Sports Now.
And I
on.
Did that on purpose.
Very good.
Okay.
We're out of time for our radio
convenient.
Show. We're back. No, it's not. We're back on the radio on Friday. Everybody check out Women's Sports Now tonight at 6.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.